I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. First up, refugee ping pong is a new normal in Lebanon. More on that in just a moment. Then later, the Christian diaspora gets theological training. Stick around to hear why it matters and how you can help. We'll begin today in Lebanon, where Syrian refugees are on the run again as life in a war-torn country becomes increasingly volatile. Speaking to MNN from an airport, Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
depending on their ethnicity and their religious affiliation, they are either returning to Syria or looking for some other country to settle them.
Nearly 120,000 Syrians have returned to their home nation since Hezbollah drew Lebanon into the wider Iran war on March 2nd.
We have seen of the individuals that we serve, around 200 families who have chosen to return. Syria is not the most stable country to return to, but compared to what's going on in Lebanon right now, they feel safer heading back home.
Melki says most of the returnees are Sunni Arabs. Syrian minority groups like Christians, Kurds, and Alawites aren't taking any chances.
There are still persecution toward the Christian villages in Syria, and the Christian families are not feeling safe. So they are taking their chances other way, believing that they can find safer places in Lebanon. Right? The war we are experiencing.
Heart for Lebanon cares for thousands of refugees and displaced Lebanese people, providing both help and hope in Jesus' name. Next, this week's killing of more than 70 people in South Sudan gravely underscores the country's worsening situation and need for the hope of Christ. In addition to rebel violence, Stephen Wesley with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says true persecution against Christians is taking place there.
But then on the other side, you're seeing really brother against brother, ethnicity against ethnicity. You're seeing tribe against tribe, both of who are calling themselves Christians but are not living it. And so this has to get worked out.
Wesley and his team recently held a training in South Sudan on persecution and discipleship.
I heard some of the leaders speaking from South Sudan at our conference and basically calling out the South to say, if you name the name of Christ, then you cannot kill your brother.
He says a transformative idea for warring believers is understanding that our identity should be in Christ.
And where the world's culture has infiltrated the church, it needs to go out and let the real reality of what Christ had planned and God's heart had planned for his beautiful sons and his beautiful daughters to work together in unity.
Pray for an end to the violence and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, in recent decades, conflict hotspots in the Middle East and North Africa have uprooted the lives of millions. But for the displaced Arabic-speaking Christians among them, it can still be a fruitful season of preparation for kingdom ministry. That's because of organizations like the Program for Theological Education by Extension. Aaron James with PTEE says,
we provide classes and training for refugees that have fled high conflict areas who desire to return after the conflict is over. The target is the ones that either don't have the money, no ability to move, or the ones that they're working full-time and they can only handle, you know, one class at a time.
The education by extension methodology has been tested before.
It originally came out of like South America. It's been used in Asia. And so we started creating the classes where the cost is minimal. They can meet in their local church or even a house or something and study the word.
This fully accredited program was started to meet a felt need among Arabic Christians to understand the Bible better. They come from many different backgrounds. So pray for PTEE's current students as they grow in their faith and understanding of how to serve Christ in their unique context. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.